Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, everybody. Hope you are off to a great, great day. We are live once again in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. If you're looking for a great car and a great deal, give my buddy Todd Lochner a call over at Principal Toyota Memphis. Great to have you with us. We have a jam-packed show today. Congressman John Rose is going to be here in just a few moments. Also, Monty Fritz, who is running for governor, is going to be joining us. Randy Hutchison. So we've got a lot of political news to get through today, along with your calls. But right now, we're excited. We love to be involved in the community here at KWAM. And one of the ways we do that is partnering with our friends at Turning Point USA. And they have one of the most vibrant chapters in the nation right here in the Mid-South at Collierville High School. And today, while we're chatting on the radio, the students there at Turning Point are meeting at Booyah's in Collierville, and we are honored at KWAM to provide breakfast this morning. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say good morning to Wes Savage, a student at Collierville High School. Wes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Wes, I'm doing well, and I understand you're a student there, and you were at the shindig this morning, which started, like, very early this morning. How was the turnout today?
The turnout was a little disappointing today. It's really cold. We had kind of a weak crowd compared to other weeks, but the ones who were here had a good time. We got to talk and have fun and pray and do all the things.
Well, I think it's a pretty noble thing that you guys are doing. I understand you guys had a guest speaker today. Tell us about your guest speaker.
Yeah, his name is, I'm blanking out his name.
Wes, It's early in the morning, Wes. You should be asleep right now.
I should. But he came and talked. He was the person who started the Collierville Turning Point chapter years ago when he was still in high school. He's in college at Missouri now, and he's involved there, and he came and talked about just being conservative at our age and how that fares with how people look at you, how people talk to you, and how it is just to go through and share your beliefs, especially in high school when it's hard and people don't really want to hear from you and that, and how you got to stand up for what you believe and be proud of who you are.
And that's really what it's all about. It has to be nice to know that there are a lot of other people that are like-minded and share those values. Wes, I'm just curious, why did you decide to get involved with TPUSA?
I decided to get involved with TPUSA because I've always just been conservative growing up. I've always liked learning about politics and talking about it. And just ever since I was in the beginning of high school, just like as a freshman, always been wanting to like listen to it and talk about it and like debate people. And then especially after September 10th, whenever Charlie Kirk passed away, he was a very big role model in my life, and it was very good to get involved, especially with, like, these like-minded people who can help me, like, be proud of who I am and be big in this movement.
Well, well said. And, Wes, I know you've got to scoot off to class this morning, but please tell all the students there at Collierville High School over at TPUSA, Club America, that we said hello, and I hope breakfast was good this morning.
Oh, it was. We had Chick-fil-A. It was really, really good.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Chick-fil-A. I mean, come on now. That's pretty awesome. All right, Wes Savage, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, kicking things off. Isn't that a great thing that we have a new generation of young conservatives that are rising up here in the Mid-South, and they're doing some pretty incredible work. And it's an honor here at KWAM to be able to at the very least be able to provide them breakfast this morning as they meet. They get up at 6:15 for breakfast on I was barely there for homeroom. All right, we have got a lot more ahead. By the way, before we cut to a quick break, Congressman John Rose is going to be joining us momentarily. Want to give a shout out to Drew Rayner's family, and Keith Rayner is posting on our social media page. And if you see Keith and his post, I want you to reply to that. Keith writes this, and you might remember his son, Drew. He said, my son, Drew, went to Rhodes College, and he was innocently murdered by four criminals in a home invasion in the early morning on October 3rd, 2021. He took the bullet and chased the murderers out of the house, saving the lives of his four friends. Sad that Rose just wanted this event to go away. Drew's selfless, heroic action hopefully will be an inspiration for true manhood for their students. Well, Mr. Rayner, I can promise you this. You have an entire radio station and audience that is praying for you and your family today. And we will do our part to make sure that Drew's legacy does not fade away, because that was truly just a selfless, heroic act that your son performed. And we certainly pray for you guys this morning. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Congressman John Rose is joining us. 735, Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau. But first, let's check in with Commander Chuck, a look at your morning commute.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, wham!
Federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, undertrained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live.
Okay, that's just simply not true. I've never heard so many lies spewed in a 17-second soundbite. Welcome back to Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio this morning. That was the voice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz last night as they're just pouring gasoline on the fire. Last night, the breaking news, an ICE agent was making an arrest when the suspect became violent. We understand a Venezuelan illegal. Somebody heard the noise. Two people came out of a house and started beating the ICE agent. So it was three against one. Somebody had a shovel, and they were beating the ICE agent with the shovel. At that point, the ICE agent pulled out his weapon and opened fire. One person was shot. That person's going to survive. But all you know what broke loose last night after that, and we understand that the mobs were burning patrol vehicles and also stealing weapons. It is an ugly situation in Minnesota. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say good morning to our good friend, Congressman John Rose, the congressman also running to be the next governor of the state of Tennessee. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, thanks for having me on the show. Doing very well. Yes, it's a little chilly in Washington this morning.
Well, it's a little chilly down in Tennessee as well, Congressman. We got a little frost on the pork butt here in the western part of the state. Congressman, I want to get your reaction to that breaking news from last night. Very disturbing images coming out of Minnesota. All right, let's put the congressman. All right, you know what we're going to do, guys? Let's put the congressman on hold, and we're going to get the phone connection worked out there. I think he's just in a bad cell spot, so we'll get the congressman back with us here in just a moment. But again, ladies and gentlemen, now you have all of these activists, and here's the headline coming out of the Daily Memphian. In wake of fatal Minneapolis ICE shooting, some locals worry what could happen here. Well, I'm going to give you a pro tip, and I know we have a lot of far leftists that listen to KWAM, and we appreciate all of our great listeners. So here's a pro tip and a life lesson. If you don't want to get shot, don't hit an ICE agent over the head with a shovel, and don't try to run him over. I mean, it really is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I think we've reestablished contact with the congressman, and again, Congressman, your reaction to what happened in Minnesota last night.
Well, sorry for the interruption. Yes, I think what I heard you saying there just before we came back is exactly right. I mean, my parents taught me, and I think most of the listeners' parents probably taught them, that you follow the directions of law enforcement, you cooperate with them, you try to help them do their job. You certainly don't get in the way of it. It's really been very unfortunate to see local leaders – both in Minnesota and frankly in Tennessee, encouraging Americans to interfere with law enforcement officers as they try to do what is a very dangerous job, a very serious job. And so I think that's what, unfortunately, we see happening is this, you know, lack of cooperation from the citizenry. It's fine for people to protest. That's certainly their right. But at the end of the day, they need to cooperate with law enforcement officers who are trying to do a very difficult job.
And Congressman, again, the behavior and the rhetoric coming out of the governor's mansion, I mean, you want to be the next governor of Tennessee. Your reaction to how Tim Walz is handling all of this?
Well, I think it's possible to have a governor advocating that people should be pushing back against federal law enforcement officials, in this case, ICE, who are enforcing the laws of this country. It was, a bridge too far that we had a president that for 4 years refused to honor his oath of office and enforce the laws and the Constitution of our country. The last thing we need are, failed politicians in other states encouraging people to, openly defy law enforcement and work to try to stop the enforcement of our immigration laws.
On our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman John Rose running to be the next governor of the Volunteer State. By the way, one of our KWAM listeners writing in our live stream this morning, tell John Rose thank you for not certifying the stolen election of 2020 and standing up for President Donald Trump. I believe you're the only person running for the governor's mansion that did that, Congressman.
That's right. And there's far-reaching impact there. Some would say, it was a brief moment in time, but, that put a stamp of officialdom and, reaffirmed the election of President Biden. And there are long-lasting impacts of that that we're still suffering from. Even this topic that we're talking about immigration enforcement, had we not endured 4 years of the Biden administration. And so that was a important moment in American history. We all know, and I think history will continue to reaffirm, that there were problems with the 2020 election. And so objecting to those states where those problems were most severe, I think, was the right thing to do, to stand up for election integrity. And, every Tennessean's vote was damaged because of the states that did not follow their election laws appropriately in 2020, and was proud to stand with the president. But I might say, for all of time, more importantly, to stand for election integrity.
Congressman, we've been watching what's been happening in the Senate and then in the House yesterday, where you had just dozens of Republicans fighting against the president's agenda once more. And we're very happy to report your name was not on that list. You're not on that side of the ledger. But it must be frustrating to see members of your own party sabotaging the president's winning agenda.
It is really frustrating because we need to do so many of these things to improve the lives of not just Americans, but Tennesseans. It's frustrating when we have a few Republicans who are gaming the system constantly. And it's very frustrating, frankly, that, House Republicans, we've sent over 400 bills to the Senate that are languishing on the Senate side. We really need the Senate to get in action, to get off their hind ends, as we would say at home, and get busy getting the president's agenda put in place. Not until we get many of these things put into law will they be, have the permanency that as conservatives we want. The president has certainly been very active, but Congress has got to do its job of making sure that these policies that the president is implementing have some permanency to them, or we are likely to see some future president change these policies. And that would be very detrimental.
Congressman, your colleague over on the eastern side of the state, Tim Burchett, posted a video yesterday, and he was just so disgusted by the votes and talking about how we're trying to cut all this, this government spending, this waste. And yet the Republicans turn around and they vote with the Democrats to spend even more money. How frustrating is that, and what is the answer here? How do we fix all of this? Because I'm concerned this is going to hurt everybody in the midterm elections.
Well, I think we are making progress. So the appropriations process that is ongoing, and we just passed another appropriations bill yesterday, we have to keep in mind that while some of these bills may not go as far as many of us as conservatives would like to go. We are substituting conservative Republican policies for the spending priorities of the Biden administration. So in the most recent round of budget or appropriations bills, you know, we are making, for example, permanent some of the cuts to things like USAID that we saw, you know, President Trump do on a short-term basis when he first came into office. And now we're making that a permanent part of policy. And so it takes time and we have to kind of put one foot in front of the other, take steps. We're turning an aircraft carrier and it takes time. So I feel confident that we're going to hopefully get this job done, at least on the House side. I hope the Senate will come along. I hope we do not see another shutdown. I hope that the Democrats on the Senate side understand that shutting the government down, the harm that does to the American people is not merited and not, not something we should go through again. But we're going to continue to work that. Ultimately, we need a governor, though, Todd. I think you understand who can bring the same approach that Trump has back to Tennessee. We're fortunate in Tennessee to have super majorities and
right.
Republican governance, but we can't take that for granted. And we can't believe that we won't have some of these same problems that are, frankly, just a part of government, waste, fraud, and abuse. And so we have to have a governor who knows how to lead, who knows how to manage a large organization like the state of Tennessee. And that's why I'm coming home at the end of this term and hope that I can earn the trust of Tennesseans to become the next governor of Tennessee and bring these same sensible policies to our state.
And, of course, the state legislature kicking off this week, so it's chaos right now in Nashville. One of the big issues facing all of us here in Memphis and Shelby County, Congressman, is what's happening with our school system. There are bills in the House and the Senate to take over the school district here. 70% of the kids can't read at grade level. If you were governor, what would you do with the schools in Memphis, Shelby County?
Well, I think, I support the initiative that's being pursued there. Certainly what we want, of Tennessee to have the best schools in all the land. And so I applaud them for stepping in and trying to get things back on track. And I would continue that policy and support, helping to make sure that Shelby County has strong schools all across the county, certainly in Memphis. And so I think, we'll see what the legislature is able to work out. Clearly, what has been happening has not been working, and we're not getting the kind of performance that we need. We need kids in school. We need them learning. And we need, leadership of the school system in Shelby County and Memphis that will help to make sure that happens. And I would be committed
sure.
to doing that. And frankly, it's about paying attention.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Before we let you go, Congressman, I got about 60 seconds. And I get this question a lot. And they say, what is the difference between John Rose and Marsha Blackburn? Is there a difference between the two of you?
Absolutely. And it's experience, the experience that would be necessary to do the job. The job of governor is the CEO of the state of Tennessee, over 40,000 employees directly, over 100,000 if you count teachers across the state. You know, I've built private businesses, large organizations, and so I have that experience. I won't have to have on-the-job training. We've all seen how on-the-job training can sometimes go awry. And I think I'm young enough and have the vitality and the interest and the motivation to do a good job for Tennesseans. I'm not coming home to retire. I'm coming home to take on what I think will be the toughest and most demanding job that I've ever had. But I have the experience and background to do that. I've spent 8 years in Congress or in my eighth year in Congress, so I know what it's like to be a legislator, but I haven't spent my whole career doing that.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We covered a lot of ground today. Thank you for joining us. And I know you've got a busy day up on Capitol Hill. We'll be watching.
Thank you, Todd. And thanks to people of Tennessee for letting me be a part of guiding our state.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman John Rose wants to be your next governor. What do you think about Congressman Rose? Give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926. Monty Fritz is going to be joining us in just a little while, and also Marsha Blackburn will be joining us on the national show. And as we go to break, we have a trivia question for you, a chance for you to win a KWAM prize pack. an employee at Ford Motor Company under fire after he hurled insults at President Trump during a visit. How did the president respond to those attacks? Give us a call, 901-260-5926, if you know the answer. How did the president respond to that heckler at the Ford Motor Company? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, I don't know if this is bad news for gamers. It may be. Maybe it's just sad news for gamers. And I remember back when Blockbuster went belly up, many of us of a certain age remember rushing to the Blockbuster to make sure we could get that video for the weekend before they all ran out. And it was just part of our life. Well, now, you got all the streaming and the movies, and Blockbuster went away. Now, GameStop announcing they're closing more than 400 locations nationwide, including the one over on Park Avenue, not too far from the station here. And a lot of folks are saying that GameStop is going the way of Blockbuster. It turns out GameStop will, in fact, be closing this week, and it's part of that big nationwide shutdown. So there you go. Also, I want to get out our KWAM trivia question. We sort of snuck it in before the break. An employee at Ford Motor Company under fire after he hurled insults at President Trump. That happened this week. How did the president respond? What did the president do that got national headlines? Give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Randy Hutchison knows the answer, but you can't win, Randy, because you're on the air. You're a part of the crew here. But good morning. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Randy Hutchison from Better Business Bureau. We always enjoy this time of the week when they offer suggestions and ways that you can keep your money safe. And today, Randy, we've got a big story. FTC is now taking action against a group called Seek Capital. What's going on?
You know, we talk a lot about scams that victimize consumers. Well, there's a lot of money, big money, in victimizing businesses, particularly small businesses. In this case, this outfit called Seek Capital took in more than $37 million, big-time money, from small businesses with deceptive offers for loans. Businesses that might be looking for financing to make payroll, to buy vehicles, or for other expenses might go online and see if they can find somebody willing to lend them money. In this case, they might have found Seek Capital, which had bought ads on Google, so they were highly placed when people searched for these kinds of loans. Seek targeted new aspiring small businesses that were looking for loans or lines of credit. Business lines of credit, Seek touted business lines of credit in the tens of thousands of dollars. Borrowers supposedly could be approved in minutes. But once business owners signed a contract with Seek, the Federal Trade Commission said that Seek simply began applying for numerous credit cards, typically in the name of the owner rather than the company, and rather than getting them an actual business line of credit. Their fee was 10% of the total amount of the credit on the cards, which could end up costing the business owner thousands of dollars. Some of the businesses never saw, never signed, never approved a credit card application submitted on their behalf, only learned about them when they got a letter from a card issuer telling them their card had been approved, maybe hadn't been approved, or they received an invoice from Seek for its hefty fees, or they received an alert from that their credit score may have dropped because too many applications were being made in their name. Seek charged business owners who tried to cancel their agreement an early termination fee of $995, even if it hadn't yet submitted an application on their behalf.
So let's talk about advice for businesses, and especially small businesses, looking for financing. How can they avoid scams like this?
There are certainly legitimate online lenders and you know, even brick-and-mortar lenders advertise online. But you might consider hometown lenders first, somebody that you can certainly verify the reputation of and that you can meet in person. But if you type small business loan into Google, Don't assume that highly ranked results are reliable. By the way, that same advice applies to any sort of search that you're doing. Don't click on links in unsolicited emails that pitch loans that could download malware to your device. Thoroughly vet any lender. Check them out with the Better Business Bureau before turning over confidential information. Be sure you understand all the terms. And in particular, if you're a new business owner, new entrepreneur, not experienced in borrowing money on a business basis, not experienced with the kinds of loans and terms that we're talking about here, good idea to get a trusted advisor involved, an accountant, an attorney, another business owner who can help you evaluate the offer and determine that it's legitimate.
This is all great advice, and that's what they do at Better Business Bureau. They sit around all day while you're out there playing golf or goofing around. Randy Hutchison sitting there coming up with these guidelines to protect you and your business in this particular instance. Randy, where can people go? They want to reach out to you guys. How can they do that?
Well, the easiest way to check out a business, file a complaint about a business, file a review about a business, good or bad, is to come to BBB.org, BBB.org. It's free, quick, easy. Or you can call our office at 759-1300, 759-1300.
All right, Randy Hutchison, Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. Simple enough, and they have a wealth of great resources for you to check out to keep you and your money safe. Randy, always good seeing you, my friend.
All right, Dad, thank you.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. Again, that's Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you haven't done so, you know, yesterday we were having an upgrade on our AM tower, and some of you are saying, you know what, I can't hear the radio station as good as I ought to. Well, we've got a solution for that. It's the Mighty 990 app. You're able to download it, and you can listen to KWAM wherever you are across really the Mid-South, the nation, and the world. Got a note from a FedEx pilot, Randy Hutchison. He was listening to our app in Singapore, so it was coming in pretty good. So anyway, you can download that app free of charge, will not cost you a single penny, and we don't share your information, any of that. All you have to do is go to kwamradio.com, and you'll be able to download the app for free. All right, got to take a quick break. Let's check in first, though, with Aiden Pettit standing by with a look at your entertainment report. All right, it is 46 minutes past the hour. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Starnes Country. We're broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are across the Mid-South. By the way, some exciting news for you chicken wing lovers out there. You know, chicken wings are like a huge thing here in the Mid-South. I know people think of Memphis barbecue, but people are really fierce about their wings, and we have some exciting news for those of you who enjoy Ching's Hot Wings. That's C-H-I-N-G-S, Ching's Hot Wings, now listed on Southern Living's 20 best spots for chicken wings in the South. So out of all the chicken wing joints in the southern states, Ching's Hot Wings ranks in the top 20. Ching's, by the way, located at 1264 Getwell Road, and they're known for their honey gold sauce. May I just say, and I don't mean to cause a controversy here, and I hope we don't lose any listeners, I'm not a big sauce guy when it comes to the wings. I like the wings roasted. And my favorite chicken wings, I'm going to get in trouble, Papa John's. Extra well, I like them well done. You get the Papa John's well done, roasted wings, no sauce. I'm a happy camper. I know Helen's already looking at me like there's something wrong. That's just the way I am. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Monty Fritz, who is running for governor. And, Monty, I'm going to put you on the spot, but you're a man that answers the tough questions. How do you like your wings, my friend?
I like them extra well done. I don't like a lot of fat and stuff hanging on them. I like a good medium to a little bit spicy sauce. In several different places, I've liked them. If you ask them to grill them, I really like them grilled.
Oh, now grill, you can't go wrong with grilled. That's a good point. So, all right, look, these are questions you may have to answer out on the campaign trail, Bonnie. So we're sort of helping the campaign along here.
I appreciate it, Todd. I hope you're doing well this morning. I hope your weather's good, man.
Well, we got a little frost on the pork butt out here in these parts, Monty, but it's going to warm up, hopefully. And the good news is that snowstorm they were predicting has gone far south from us, so we're happy to hear that. By the way, Monty Fritz, ladies and gentlemen, the state representative, House District 32, running to be your next governor. And, Monty, first, before we get into the politics of it all, how are things going in the legislative session so far? What is going to be the big issue that you see facing lawmakers?
I think there's a couple of big things. Things are going well so far, you know, kind of getting back in and getting everything turned back on. Some of the folks, I don't go to a lot of these big functions where all the lobbyists and everything are, but at night after session, but we had some disruptors apparently come into one of the big functions earlier this week with whistles and bullhorns and screaming obscenities. So the George Soros crowd is alive and well all over the United States, unfortunately, and apparently they made their mark in Nashville the other night.
Well, they did, and we have a little bit of breaking news and some intel on that, Monty. It turns out State Senator Brent Taylor, you know, he's a very shy, quiet man and not prone to use a lot of language, went over to the protesters and had a big old cup of ice. These were anti-ICE protesters. And he just sat there and he ate the ice right in front of them.
Yeah. So I think a couple of the things that we face that are biggest this year, again, Todd, I still think that illegal aliens are a huge issue in the state of Tennessee. I got a memo from who's become an acquaintance in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security with a listing of all the really violent criminal offenders that have been arrested in Tennessee, rapists and murderers and assaulters. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I got a chance to pass a bill that enhances the penalty for illegals who commit violent crimes in the state of Tennessee to life with no parole. And I don't want to put them in the Tennessee penitentiary. I just don't want them to come here. But there has to be a hard consequence. So I hope your old DA down there is prosecuting harsh, and if he will, if he can, if he's not too busy. And I hope they do all across the state. That same bill allows the magistrate to consider residency in granting bond, which I think is kind of a first. I think we led the nation in some of that. So I think we've got some good things on the book. We've got to continue to deport the illegals, I think, Todd. I hear that everywhere I go, from your end of the state up to Mountain City, it's a high priority on Tennesseans of all age. Get the illegals out of here. And so I think that's going to continue to be important. I think
Let me jump in here, Monty. Let me jump in here because we've been looking at how Governor Tim Walz has been managing the crisis here, just pouring gasoline on the fire. What would you do if you were governor and you had these mobs out there attacking ICE officers, ICE agents?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, I think we messed up a couple of years ago. We didn't. You have to. These are probing attacks by a very active enemy, Todd, I think. And I think that these people, in many cases paid protesters, while they may not be armed, it is still warfare. They're conducting a culture war, and they're doing probing attacks on leadership to see how the leadership will respond. I think a couple of years ago when the Mississippi Bridge had the big protest on it, they stopped traffic, that the Arkansas governor and the Tennessee governor should have given those people two choices, go swimming or go to jail. And I think had we done that, I think we would have set a much better precedence for how we're going to deal with things. So every time that we respond in a less than robust manner, those probing attacks are going to get worse. Secondly, I will say this. It is an unfortunate thing. People are so constitutionally stupid today. That First Amendment is absolute. Your right and my right to protest government at the seat of government should be inviolate. We have to be able to do that. People come and call me names or whatever, that's unprofessional, but they have a right to come and protest here. But when they start going to people's private residences and private parties, I don't think that's a First Amendment thing. I think that's an illegal thing. I think that's a trespassing thing. And I think that some of these people need to spend a few days in jail, and then we can determine if what they're getting paid by their leftist, Marxist organizations is worth them spending a few nights in the cooler.
By the way, we Let me jump in here, Monty. And by the way, if you want to ask Monty a question, give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, Monty, I want to switch gears because your platform is really resonating with a lot of people here in West Tennessee. I hear more and more people talking about Monty Fritz and this idea of your platform being liberty and less government. I think that's resonating with a lot of folks.
It is, Todd, and I'm thankful God's given us he's helping us get the message out. I think human beings are thirsty for liberty. I think there's a great distaste for the growth of government, the growth of budget in Nashville. I don't do polls. I won't do any polls because I think pollsters, and this, I'm saying this with a smile on my face. You can't see it, but I think pollsters issue polls to do two things, either to get you to run more polls or to print more mailers. And I don't see that that's beneficial, so I distrust the polls. But there's a strong rumor that there's a poll out that got me really close to the other two. And, again, I don't trust the polls, but I can read the body language of the other two campaigns and some of the messages that proxies for the campaigns have sent to us. They're nervous.
Monty Fritz joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. One of the things that you've started doing are these minutes, these 1 minute, 60-second vignettes. And the most recent one, Monty, is talking about property taxes here in the state, which really has caught the attention of a lot of people in Memphis and Shelby County.
Yep. Well, so, Todd, right now we're taxing folks on the real estate. The Constitution of Tennessee allows local government to be able to collect property tax to pay for, you know, roads and schools and all those kinds of things. But we're doing that on unrealized capital gain. We're assessing every 4 to 5 years. You and your spouse may have bought your house 5 years ago for $500,000, and 5 years later it's reappraised at $750 or $1 million. And while we have a net neutral law in place, it becomes a little bit of a shell game as to what the tax is going to be. I want to stop that. I want to have it at what a fixed rate is. The way it's written right now is at 2020 or what you've paid for it since. And secondly, I think it is an apostasy that the government would evict a citizen, a Tennessee citizen, out of their U.S. citizen, out of their home or their farm in Tennessee for delinquency and property taxes. So the bill I've got this year, I'm hoping to give Governor Lee an opportunity to sign that. He needs to gain some ground with the conservative thinking people, and I sure want to give him an opportunity to sign that into law on his way out the door.
Monty, a lot of people, by the way, we're getting Dean writes in, I have a Monty yard sign in my front yard. We've got Bobby over in Williamson County weighing in, saying that he's seeing a lot of Monty Fritz for governor yard signs out in Williamson County. Where can people go if they want to get a sign, if they want to get more information about your campaign?
Go to Fritz, the number 4, F-R-I-T-T-S, the number 4, TN.com. Send us an email. I respond to most of them, not all of them, but most of them. And we've got a point of contact in each county and each region that can point you to the signs. If you want to put a bunch of signs out, we'll have them shipped to you. All our signs are made in Tennessee. My signs are printed in Cookeville, Tennessee. All of our T-shirts are made in America and printed in Harriman, Tennessee. Our little metal buttons that say Vote for Fritz, we can send that. They're made in Tennessee and Harriman. So, and I'm proud of that. When I look at other people, how they're spending their money, they're not buying things here. They're buying things in Pennsylvania and Canada. We shouldn't do that. I won't be the governor of the state of Tennessee, not Pennsylvania or Canada. So we're big on trying to buy American-made stuff. Sometimes that's impossible, giving other people a little bit of grace. But we're doing that pretty well. We'll get the signs out. They're good-looking signs. We can get them shipped to you. We can ship them box at a time. And we appreciate folks getting in and supporting liberty and less government in Tennessee.
All right. And one more time, Monty, that website address.
Website address is Fritz, F-R-I-T-T-S, the number 4, TN.com, Fritz for TN.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll be able to get all the information. And I'll tell you this, Monty, you're the only candidate running that's actually texted me personally. So I do appreciate that.
Well, you text me if you need anything. I'll be back down in your neck of the woods.
All right.
Sooner. and we'll come by and see you.
Sounds like a plan. Monty Fritz, everybody. Wow, how about that? So I told you it's a busy day. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up at 11 o'clock along with an exclusive Gen Z panel from students right here in the Mid-South. Get out there. Have a great one, everybody.